Fourth One. Boogie in the morning.
Arlene snores. And it's National Snoring Week this week. And we were talking about this during our planning meeting the other day. We have planning meetings. And Arlene says, I don't snore. I don't snore. And I said, you do, because one time on Boogie in the Boat, I heard your snoring through the wall. Because you were in the next room to me on Boogie in the Boat. And I could hear it over the noise of the engine of the ships and everything.
Perhaps I'll give you that when I've had a couple of lemonades, the snoring is worse.
So Marty then announces that you can download an app where you can record snoring. Is that right?
It kind of monitors your sleep and your sleep
patterns. What's it called? What's the app called?
Is it called Sleep Lab?
Snore Lab. Yes.
So Arlene downloaded this yesterday. And then last night you set it up.
I set it up, yeah, and you just leave it face down next to the bed.
Yep.
And it just... Stop it!
Sorry, go on.
Next to the bed, and then when it sort of triggers when you start making
noises. Okay, would you like to hear Arlene snoring? Now, this is Arlene, who is adamant that she doesn't snore. And just to clarify, you were the only person in the room because your husband has taken sleeping in the spare room because your snoring is so bad right now. So this was Arlene recorded on her phone during last night. This is genuine. Enough, you
have
don't
you
snore.
Done something to that, Marty? It didn't sound like that this morning.
Done to it. No.
Do you know what the worst thing is?
No, do you know what I say in Finding Nemo when they're speaking whale? That's what it sounds like.
I'm laughing because I found it really difficult to go to sleep. I was terrified I'd break wind in the night.
If you had, we'd have played that out this morning on the show.
I know.
Okay, so... We need to come up with a solution, and there'll be so many people who live with people who snore. What's the best way to cut out the snoring? Leslie from Whitburn, what are you suggesting?
My husband snored really, really bad. It was that bad, I used to go downstairs or move into the other room.
Yeah.
But he stopped.
Okay, how did he stop? What did you do to stop the snoring?
He's got heart failure, and that stopped it. Honest to God.
Oh, right.
Honest to God.
He had to, he
is
had
he okay,
feeling.
Though?
Yeah, no, he's still got it. He's never snored again.
So what you're suggesting is a mild heart attack would stop Arlene snoring.
Wow.
His body was flooding with fluid, and that was making him snore.
Right.
So Arlene might have too much fluid in her body.
Well,
I just need to stop drinking that gin and tonic at night then.
Thanks, Leslie. Have a good day.
Okay, bye.
We were looking for cures for snoring, and we didn't know what we were going to get. And then Dawn from Burnt Island phoned.
I slept with a partner that I was with at the time. Obviously, I snore quite loudly, and it was a problem in the relationship. So I used to buy various things to try to stop me snoring, from, you know, the things you stick in the roof of your mouth or on your tongue, or the pinky ring. I even bought this little sort of rubber ring that you just clip onto your nose between your nostrils.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I woke up in the morning, and it was actually between my partner's cheeks.
Was that on the cheeks on his face?
No, his bum. He's between his bum cheeks.
So, how did it get there?
And then I've got another one.
No, don't move on, Dawn. How did it get there?
Well, I don't know. It must be a restless sleeper. You know, this thing came out of my nose and was between his cheeks in the morning. I said, where did that thing go? And he's like, is this it?
I take it you never ever used it again.
Honestly, and I got this other thing. It's a snoring, it's like a wristband that I bought from Boots that electrocutes you when you snore.
Oh, no, I like the sound of that.
Well, I was zapped all night because I picked up his snoring as well. I didn't get a winky sleep, so that went in the bin.
Dawn, remind us to never ever share a bed with you, okay?
Okay. I've got a new partner now and he's partially deaf, so he's...
He sleeps on his good ear, does he? I love that. All right, thanks for calling, Dawn.
Bye-bye.